Anyway, first I want to thank Michael Frank for giving the doc last night. I got a report that it was excellent. And nice to see you here as well, Sal. We hope you can continue on and always be well. All right, so we're on Chaf Zayin today. I'm going to begin four lines to the bottom on Chaf Vav Beis 26b. So two dots. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Meir and Arba Shahot. So we learned in the Mishnah, you learned in the Mishnah yesterday, that Rabbi Yehuda says the time for Shachrid is till four Shaud in the day. That means that every day is Shaud Zman. You divide up the day into 12 equal units. But assuming that sunrise is at 6 a.m., and we'll say sunrise is 6 p.m., assuming that the day is from sunrise to sunset, so 4 hours would be 10 a.m. But the question is going to be, the fourth hour is from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So the question is going to be, so what does Rabbi Yehuda? Is Rabbi Yehuda saying you can do chakras till 9 a.m. or 10 a.m.? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Meir Arba Shahot Ibailhu Ad Ba'ad Bechlal, when you have like an end point, or does that include that end point? In other words, like the hour, the fourth hour. So is that right? Odilma Ad V'load Bechlal. Or maybe he means up until that time, so that would be till 9 a.m. That's the question within the time of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Tashma, so we try to bring a proof from our Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plaga Mincha is the time to daven Mincha. So, Yamri Bishlema Ad V'load Bechlal, Hanad Ika Bein Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Now, Plag Mincha is going to be 4:45 p.m. Now, we're dividing up the Mincha Katana. Mincha Katana is from 3:30. That's 9.5 hours of the day. So we're dividing up, like, think of a pie, you know, slices of a pie. So if I were, like, you know, angles with a circle. So if I divide it up, we think Ad Plaga Mincha. So the Plaga Mincha, we think, is that segment that's from 4:45 to 6 p.m. Is that, in other words, I have the piece of the pie. The piece of the pie is that 2.5 hour period from 3:30 to 6 o'clock. That's the 2.5 hour period. And then that 2.5 hour period, plag means half. I'm going to divide it into two halves, each 1 hour and a quarter. So one half is going to be 3:30 to 4:45, the other 4:45 to 6. So when the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, we think he's referring to the last plag mincha, in other words, that segment from 4:45 to 6. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha Yamri Bishlema Ad V'Lod Bechlal. If I say just up to that point, how did the Ikabein Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan? Then I understand the Machloket. Rabbi Yehuda will hold till 4:45 up until Plag Mincha, that segment from 4:45 to 6, but up until but not including it. He says, and the Rabbanan, the Chami will hold Ad Erev. You could daven Mincha until the evening. So then everything makes sense. Everything is hunky dory. Eli Amrit Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. But if I say Ad Ba'ad Bechlal, it includes that last period of time. So then Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Rabbanan, that would make sense. Then the Rabbi Yehuda would be the same as the Chachamim, because Rabbi Yehuda would hold, includes Plag Mincha, which would be till 6 o'clock, if it includes that whole period of time. And the Chachamim will hold till 6 o'clock. So the Gemara says, and again, this is a machlok throughout Shas, whether you say Ad Ba'ad Bechlal or Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. So we're trying to figure out how does... Now, the Rashi points out, two lines to the bottom, Ad Ba'ad Bechlal, the Rabbi Yehuda, who's a Kabbai, the Ilu Rabbanan, Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. Within the sheet of the Chachamim, it's unclear that it's Ad Ba'ad Bechlal, because they say you could daven until Chatzot. It doesn't include the period after Chatzot. They say you could daven Mincha till the Erev. It doesn't include the Erev. So clearly, within the Chachamim, it's Ad Ba'ad Bechlal. But within Rabbi Yehuda, where are you heading with that? So the Gemara says, on the top line, Elamaya Ad V'Load Bechlal. So we think that Rabbi Yehuda will hold, just like the Chachamim, Ad V'Load Bechlal, up until but not including that last, you know, period of time. But let's plug it in now further in the Gemara. Now we have Ema Seifa. Ema Seifa will do the Seifa of our Mishnah. So if you look at the top Tosfos is going to say, we'll see in a minute, that it's not included in the Mishnah. So Tosfos learns the Girsa should be Tashma, that it's quoting a Braisa. So look at the top Tosfos. Tashma b'loshem musafin kol yom Reb Yehuda Meir ad sheva shod v'taniya yulafana v'chulei v'lo garsinan ema seifa v'shel v'chulei. You shouldn't learn ema seifa like we have in our Gemara. She'ena b'mishnah, it's not in the Mishnah. Shediver Reb Yehuda shamar ad sheva shod ena b'mishnah. V'yesh tfarim shegiwo to b'mishnah. Some svarim they correct it and they do have it in the Mishnah. Umi b'chol svarim ayishan emeinu. In the oldest svarim it doesn't have it. So if you look back to the Mishnah you did yesterday, so with those words, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Sha'od, that's in parentheses. Parentheses is usually, you're not go race it. So that would be, according to Tosfos, that doesn't belong in the Mishnah. But either way, it's going to be a statement of Tanaim. So back in the Gemara Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, so the Gemara says, Eima Seifa or Tashma, the Shal Musaf in Kol Yom, the time for Musaf is the entire day. I have the whole day to daven Musaf. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Sha'od. Rabbi Yehuda says, up until 7 hours. Now, the seventh hour of the day, it would be from 12 o'clock to 1 p.m. is the seventh hour. Now, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda holds ad below ad b'chlal. So that would mean, really, he doesn't move up till 12 o'clock, is what we're saying, right? In other words, if the seventh hour is from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and Rabbi Yehuda holds ad below ad b'chlal, then Rabbi Yehuda would be saying he could daven Musaf till 12 o'clock. So now the Gemara is going to prove that that's not tenable. He says, Vatani, we learn in the Braisa, Hayulafanav Shtei Tfilot. Let's say a person was in a situation where he has two potential tefillot that he should daven during the same period of time. Achat shel Musaf, achat shel Mincha. One for Musaf and one for Mincha. Obviously, it's not going to work out within Rabbi Yehuda right now, right? Because the time for Mincha is 12:30, and we just said the time for 12. Musaf is going to be 12.
The latest.
So, Achat shel Musaf, achat shel Mincha. So, but the Tana of the Braisa says, Mitpal shel Mincha, v'acharkach shel Musaf. The Tana of the Braisa says, you'll daven Mincha first, and then you'll do Musaf. Shizu tadir, rabzu and etadir. In other words, the Tanakam is like the Chachamim. So the Chachamim hold Mincha I could do till the end of the day, let's say till 6 o'clock in my example. And Musaf I could also daven until 6 o'clock. So the time situation for both of them is the same. So now I'm in a situation where I could either daven Mincha or I could daven Musaf. I haven't davened either one of them. So the variable that the Tanakam says to use is which is Tadir, which is Eino Tadir. So Tadir is the more frequent one. So the Gemara says you should do the Tadir, which is the Mincha. You should daven Mincha and then daven Musaf because Mincha is more Tadir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mipal Shel Musaf Echar Kach Shel Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda holds, now again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Musaf is more limited in time. What exactly the time limitation is, we'll have to clarify. He says, you daven Musaf first, and then Mincha, Shizu Overit, because the time for Musaf is going to run out a lot sooner, Mizu and Overit. You got a lot more time for Mincha. So plug in the different variables. But that's the end of the Braisa. But clearly, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda entertains the possibility that one could be in a situation where he has not daven Mincha, he hasn't daven Musaf, and he could daven both of them. That's the situation. So the Gemara says, "He ami b'shleima ad va'ad b'chlal." So if I'll say not the way we said before, that Rabbi Yehuda holds ad va'ad b'chlal, so then that would mean the time for Musaf could be till one o'clock. So I know the mashkach who states filu b'hadei adadi. So then I can have a situation within the time of Rabbi Yehuda, and I'm just in the Chachamim right now, just Rabbi Yehuda, where I between 12:30 and 1. So 12:30 is the earliest time for Mincha. Between 12:30 and 1, I could daven Mincha and I could daven Musaf. So then I have the scenario works out. The Braisa makes sense. Eliyami ad v'loa b'chlal, but if you want to say ad v'loa b'chlal up until not including sahichi mashkachel who states filu b'hadei adadi, how would you ever have that situation? Came into akila shel mincha azla shel musaf. And once you get to the time for mincha, which is 12:30, then ipso facto the time for musaf is gone. Yeah. So again, let's just focus on. So we're trying to figure out. We had in the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda said till arba shod. So we had the question: is it ad b'chlal or ad v'loa? Is he saying that the time for Shacharis is till 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock? That's what we're trying to figure out.
In other words, once you get to the next hour, it automatically includes...
In other words, if we're focusing on Rabbi Yehuda gives you a time period from A to B, and B is not a moment in time, but a period of time.
Right. So if you make it to B, it's the whole hour.
That's the question.
Right, that's the question.
Okay, so initially we thought that it has to begin. So we looked at Plag Mincha. So by Plag Mincha, we figured that it can't be ad ba'ad b'chlal, because then Rabbi Yehuda would be saying Mincha is till 6 o'clock. Chachamim hold till 6 o'clock. Doesn't make sense. So we said it must be ad v'lo ad b'chlal. But then we're learning this other statement of Rabbi Yehuda by the Musaf and the Mincha, and there it only makes sense to say ad v'ad b'chlal. So we're between a rock and a hard place. So Elamai ad v'ad b'chlal. So we're left with, we have to say that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds ad ba'ad b'chlal. So he holds not like the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold ad b'lo ad b'chlal. He holds ad ba'ad b'chlal. So kasha reishis, then I'm going to run into problems with the earlier part of the Mishnah, which is within the plag mincha. So we're saying that it's ad ba'abeklal. So it's ad ba'abeklal. The Tana Rabbi Yehuda will hold the zman for chakras at 10 o'clock, includes that fourth hour. That's okay. And then he also holds with Musaf, it's to 1 o'clock. That we're okay. But by plag mincha, we're running into problems.
Reisha is a problem.
So that's a problem. He says, so kasha reisha. So my ika bein Rabbi Yehuda l'chamim. He holds ad ba'abeklal. What's the difference, right? So the Gemara says, "Mi sabra dahi plag mincha plag achrona kamar." When he said "til plag mincha," again we have think of the pie, and again we have the zmanim or like a clock. So from 3:30 is mincha katana, and then the period 3:30 to 6 o'clock. So we said that that's 2.5 hours. So I'm dividing that in half, and that's a plag. That's a plag. So when he said "ad plag mincha," we thought he meant the second plag, 4:45 to 6. So that's why I ran into problems. So I said he must be ad v'lo ad b'chlal. So the Gemara says, who said he's talking about the second half? He could be talking about the first half. So he says, plag rishona ka'amar. When he refers to plag mincha, he means the first half of that period of time, i.e. the period between 3:30 and 4:45 p.m. So when the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says you have till plag mincha, it means you have that whole plag until 4:45 to daven mincha. So he says, plag rishona ka'amar, v'hachi ka'amar, eimat nafik plag rishona. So in the Brisa, you had this yesterday, when he was mentioning the time, which was 11 hours minus a quarter, so 10 and 3 quarter hours. 10 and 3 quarter hours is 4:45 p.m. So he says, Eimat nafik plag rishona ba'ayil plag achrona. When does the first plag, you know, finish up and the second plag begins? V'chi nafki achadash reshor chaser revi. When 11 hours minus a quarter, 10 and 3 quarter hours has arrived. That's when the period of time comes. Okay, let's just focus again. So the long and short of it is that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds ad ba'ad b'chlal, up to that point and including that point in everything. So when he says that the time for chakras is ad arba shau, till 4 hours,
till 10.
And including the fourth hour, I mean, it's till 10 o'clock. And then when he says, when he says by Musaf is ad sheva sha'ot, it means that including the seventh hour, which is till 1 o'clock, according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. And then when he says by plag mincha, you have time to have mincha till plag mincha, it means including the whole plag, but he's turning to the first half of that period of time, which is the period between 3:30 and 4:45 p.m. Let me just do another 6-7 lines, and I'll pause, we'll take some questions, and we'll talk a little bit. So Amar Rav Nachman says, We learn corroboration for this in the Mishnah Masechet Eduyot. So Eduyot, as the Gemara is going to say shortly, is called Bechirta, like the choicest Mishnayot, because they're articulations of Halacha. He says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Haid Chamisha Devarim. Yehuda ben Bava, he testified concerning five things. Now, four of them we don't need, but we have to learn it because it's part of the Mishnah, okay? So I'm just going to go through it. Shemamanin in Haktana. Mimanin Haktana is that we encourage a Ketana to take miyun. Now, let's just review. Okay, so on a deraisa level, if a girl is below the age of 12, she cannot be mekadesh herself. That's clear. But the Torah gives the father power to mekadesh his daughter. But let's say the father is not in the situation; he's dead. So then her mother or her brothers can marry her off. But there's just kiddushim on a rabbanon level, only rabbinic kiddushin. But if before she becomes bat mitzvah, she wants out, she just says, I'm doing me and I'm out of here. Otherwise, it gets converted into a full-fledged marriage. Now, the case that Rashi goes through over here, this is you have two brothers married to two sisters. We'll give them names. The two brothers will be Reuven and Shimon, are married to Rachel and Leah. So Reuven will be one brother. He's married to Rachel. Rachel will be a gedola. She's an adult. So he has kiddushim d'oraisa. Shimon is married to Leah. Leah is a ketana. So it's just, and it was a ketana that was married through her mother. The mother did the marriage for that. So it's kiddushim d'rabanan. Then Reuven dies. Reuven dies.
No,
now with no children. Now Shimon is faced with a case of yibum with Rachel. Now Shimon is in a very precarious situation now, because his current wife, which is his ketana, is achot zekukato, the sister of his zika, so she becomes prohibited to him. In other words, he has a zika with Rachel, and by act of law, he has a zika connection. Remember, we did this in Yivamot, okay?
Yeah,
so he has like this connection with Rachel, even without doing anything. So his wife is achot zekukato, and he can't he can't do the Yibam because it would be Achorishto. So the Chachamim, in these circumstances, teach Leah that she should exercise Miyun. She should do Miyun, and then Mamela, the marriage is not a marriage, it's all pulled up, and then he could do Yibam. So anyway, this is not really relevant to Brachot, it's just coming in Agav Orcha. So let's see back in the Mishnah. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, each coming to the Rosh, Shemani that Katana, that in a certain situation, we encourage a Katana to do Miyun, which we went through. V'shemasina ra'isha al piyedachad, that if one witness comes and testifies that I saw your husband die, you know, in and he says, you know, Meibala, you know, your husband died in France, he was in the Alps or whatever, he's dead, so that would be enough to establish the right to remarry, the woman to remarry. We went through this din also. Remember, the idea was, I think, that the woman would also check things out. Okay, he says, "Bial tarnagel shiniskal b'Yerushalayim." He also testified concerning a rooster that was subject to skill in Yerushalayim. If a shore kills somebody, so the shore is chayev misad based on the bezdin. So he says that, but it doesn't have to be lopped off the shore. It could be any animal, it could be a snake or anything like that. So a tarnagel, a rooster, subject to skill in Yerushalayim, the rooster attacked a child and pecked away its head, so he died, so it got skila. Al shah ragad nefesh. And he also testified concerning wine. Once it's been fermented for 40 days, it's eligible for nisuch on the mizbeach. Obviously, fermented wine is more preferable. He says, and now here's the one that we need. That the tamid shel shachar, the morning korban, is offered bi'arba sha'od, is offered in the fourth hour of the day. So that's in line up with the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. That's behind the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rebbe Yehuda. Here it doesn't say ad arba sha'od, it says bi'arba sha'od. In the fourth hour of the day, the korban tamid is brought. Now, in the Masechta Gemara, they mentioned that the ketoret would also have to be brought in the fourth hour, so you couldn't bring the tamid shel shachar, you know, flush up at 10 o'clock. You'd have to bring it at least enough time so you'd have time to bring ketoret as well that time. But the point is, that's ba'arba shot. So shmamina, adba abaklal shmamina. So from here, we can conclusively establish that the Tana Rabbi Yehuda holds adba abaklal. So when he says adarba shot, he means including the fourth hour. So Amar Rav Kahana, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Kahana says the halacha is like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who will listen on the Bechir Tikkabatei. Since we learned the Mishnah in Bechir to Bechir to the choicest Mishnah Ayot in Mesech Reidu Yot, so the halakha follows him. And indeed, that's the halakha Maisa. So, the, you know what, Fern, I hate to bother you. Okay, Chedek Aleph, I prefer the blue. Give me the blue
so
set.
Does Rav Yehuda do Ad V'Ad B'Chlal?
No, lower one shelf to the right, okay, the far right. There you go, Aleph, thank you so much. Okay.
Is Rav Yehuda Ad V'Ad B'Chlal for the entire Shas? Whenever he gives the time.
I don't know, but I would think so. Okay, now, and again, it's Rebbe Yehuda. Again, Rebbe Yehuda is an Amora, and Rebbe Yehuda is our Tana. Okay, now, so the way the Mechaber passes in Shulchan Aruch, okay, you see this.
This is Rebbe Yehuda ben.
I don't know.
They just gave his name.
What do you mean? It's Rebbe Yehuda.
No.
You're getting confused.
About.
No. Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava, he's a different time.
Yeah. But yeah, this is because there was a story that someone told that Kloisenberg, maybe, they wanted to daven mincha, and so they went to daven mincha at his kever in Tveria.
At the kever of the Tana Rebbe Yehuda.
Rebbe Yehuda ben...
whose name was on the
Rabbi Yehuda ben the Tana Rabbi Yehuda ben this Rabbi Yehuda, and after they davened, this Rabbi Yehuda the was completely unsettled the whole night. He was muttering and very unsettled. This Talmidim in the morning, and he said, "We got to go back today. We're going to go back and daven mincha," because he realized that they davened mincha
after
plaka mincha at his kever. He thought that was disrespectful. They should come back, and they did it.
All right. Now, okay.
Good story. Right. You won't forget it.
Okay. Actually, that story you should have held for 20 more lines, but it'll be okay. So the Gemara says. So he talks about the earliest time, but anyway, the Mechaber says in Siman Pei Tet, and everyone's attention, the Nimshah Smanat Sof Arba Sha'od, the time for Shacharis continues till the end. So the Mechaber spells it all out. At Sof Arba Sha'od, Shehu Shlishayon, which is the third of the day. But the Mechaber says, Vim Ta'ah O Avar V'Palel Char Arba Sha'od HaChatzod, if a person made a mistake, or he went ahead and davened after Arba Sha'od, Apo Pi She'en Lo Sechar Ketfila Bezmana, even though he doesn't get like rewarded like Tfila Bezmana, Sechar Tfila Mi'ayika, but at least least he gets the scar for a tefillin.
Well,
they mentioned they mentioned the idea there, but they used it slightly differently over there. They mentioned it davening the whole day, I think, in yesterday's daf. All right, now let me see. Okay. So now let's just review. Okay, and then I think we're pretty much in good shape. And you'll ask any questions that you have. Something else that I wanted to bring up. Yeah, let me bring it up and then go through. So the poskim, this is an issue that comes up by, let's say, Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, that they all say that you should not delay the beginning of Musaf till the Zman Mincha. In other words, I should always be in, it's more on Yom Kippur, and always on Yom Kippur, I should make sure to begin Musaf by 12:30, because if I delay beyond 12:30, so now I have Mincha and Musaf before me. So now it's like throwing things like up in flux, Like we saw, according to the Chachamim, if I have Musaf and Mincha, then I should daven Mincha first, according to the Chachamim.
There are shuls that don't do that.
So in Akinami, I think the Mishnah Berurah says that we would still daven Musaf first, yeah. But you don't want to even get into a situation where it's a problem. In other words, you want to abort.
You want to abort
the problem before it even begins. Okay, so I think we're good with this.
That gives you the break.
Mincha is always 6.5 hours. That's
the earliest. We'll talk. I have to talk a little bit. There's the earliest time and the latest time for Mincha. Let's hold off each thing.
Plag and Mincha is always 9.5 hours in the day. How do you calculate Plag and Mincha?
Remember, Plag and Mincha, remember we said was 10.75 hours in the day, right? 9.5 hour days is Mincha Katana. Okay, let's just do one thing at a time. Otherwise, we're going to get all the water muddied here. Like, we'll have the Mayim Achurim that was also in yesterday's daf, I think, or the 2 days ago. So the basic idea that we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Ad Ba'ad V'Chlal. That's the basic Yisod. And so his zmanim are Shachris Ada Arba Sha'ot, including the 4th hour till 10 o'clock. And then he says that Ad Plag Mincha means including Plag Mincha, but the Plag is from 3:30 to 4:45, so till 4:45 Mincha. And then he holds that the time for Musaf is Ad Sheva Sha'ot, means till 1 o'clock. And again, L'chachila, you want to daven Musaf in general. You always want, but in other words, besides the Mincha issue, you always want to daven Musaf anyway, but like to be machmir like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and do Musaf, you know, by 1 o'clock. Okay, now.
Tzibur is shining.
We'll say again, what?
If you daven with the Tzibur, you daven first Musaf, then Mincha.
Again, so I said that you know, the place where it comes into play is usually on Yom Kippur, and in Akinami they would you know what, do you feel like getting another? Yeah. Give me Chelik Vav in the blue. Okay, in Akinami we would do Musa first, but you know, you don't want to avoid the situation where it's a conflict, but the idea is that in addition to which you preferably want to daven Musa by 1 o'clock. You don't want to rely on the Shita of the Chachamim for this. Let me just see if I can find this quickly here.
Can I ask a question on the Rachaleah situation?
Hold off the Rachaleah. Let me see. Is anybody that has any questions on the sugya that we did up till now with tefillah and things like that? All right. One second. Let me finish up with the tefillah and we'll get to Rachaleah. Okay. So.
What happened to the
top? No. Let's look.
She gets the chance to either say I don't want it, or if she wants it, she's got to be like 12.
Oh, I got it. Okay, pay base. Tough Reish Chaf. Okay. Here we go. Okay, so the Mechaber brings us down in Siman Tav Reish Chaf, right. So he says, right, so the Mechaber says, Tovel Katsir B'Piyutim U'V'Slichot Shachri, it's good to like make short shrift of Shachri, Sanim Kippur, B'Nyan Shepala Musaf Kol Mesheva Sha'ot. So you daven Musaf before the 7th hour of the day, the Mechaber says. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, You want to begin Musaf before 12:30. But nevertheless, if ex post facto, if Musaf delayed past 12:30, you should still do Musaf first, the Mincha. Unless you got the Mincha Katana, he says, then it sounds like Inachinami, then Vada, you would do the mincha. Now, let me see here. With Tafrei
Shav, it's very common that they do Shachris over at 2, and they have a break.
All right. Now,
not
okay. All right. Now, let me hear. So, quick question about Messian. What do you got for me?
No, just if they're both Gedolo, Rachel and Leah.
I mean, we learned that. Remember,
so
that's
then
the
he has to chalitza to the new one.
No,
right?
No. Remember that. Remember. There's no mitzvah of yibum because it's remember
it's
that's the first. The first Mishnah in Yevamot. Remember.
So he has to do chalitza.
No. I don't think you have to do anything. There's no mitzvah of yibum.
There's no zika there.
In other words, if it's one's in a riot, I don't think you have to do anything. Okay, let me move on to the Gemara. Okay, now let's keep going. Okay, so on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The last narrow line. Okay, Bial Tamisha Shachar Shkare Bar Basha'od. So this is a quote from the Mishnah in Masechet Eduyot. We said Tamisha Shachar is brought in the fourth hour. So Man Tana Lahadidnan. Who is the Tana now of the? It's Brisa, even though it says Tidnan. Now I'm pretty sure we learned to. There's in Tosfos somewhere it says that sometimes the Brisa we use Tanan for a Brisa, but either way it's a Brisa. It says Lahadidnan. It says now it's talking. Now this Brisa, I know the Gemara only quotes half the Pasuk. As usual, the part of the Pasuk you need is the other part. So it says, how does the Pasuk begin? It says, what's the first word? Rock to Oto?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Let me see. What is it? What
did you do? Belak two?
Yalkitu.
No, but let me.
I can't see.
One minute. I'm getting my flow. Can hear these people reading here. It's 1 second. Here. It's Bayilkitu. Bayilkitu is the first thing. Okay. Bayilkitu until Baboker. They would gather the man in the morning. He says, Ishkafi achlo b'chama shemesh v'namas. And the sun would rise, or the sun would heat up, and all the man would melt and flow out. That would happen every morning with the man. So the point is that when the man is available to eat, it's boker. When man's not available to eat, it's not boker anymore. Okay, so let's see back in the morning. Now again, the korban, the chakras is in the boker. Is when we daven chakras. Okay, I got to run a little more. I can't talk so much for break anymore. Some more. So I hope you'll bear with me. We used up all our speaking time. Okay, so man tana lahatadan. Who's the tana following brisa of a chamash shemesh v'namas? The sun comes and heats it up and it melts. Be arbashot. So the tana of the brisa says this is in the fourth hour of the day. I tell Mir Ba'arba Sha'od, that's when the man is melting, the fourth hour of the day. She says, Awayna will be Sha'od, maybe it's the sixth hour. How did you figure that out? Shu'a Mir Kechoma Yom, says by Avram Vino Kechoma Yom. He says, the heat of the day. He doesn't say Kechoma Shemesh, Kechoma Yom, Reishe Sha'od. So the Gemara is going to explain that Kechoma Yom means every place is hot. The shade is hot, the sunny part is hot. That's Kechoma Yom. In this first Pasuk, V'chama Shemesh V'namas, it means it's cool in the shade, but hot outside. And the Gemara says that's an Arba Sha'od. So Amor, Hamani Mekayim Mechamash Shemesh V'Namas Bar Basha'od. So Mani, who does this Brisa go like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. The Gemara says the Brisa apparently is not like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Zman Shachris is till 10 a.m. through the fourth hour, and not like the Chamim. I Rabbi Yehuda Ad Arba Sha'od Nami Tzafrahu. So according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Arba Sha'ot, the fourth hour of the day, it's still the Boker. It's still the Boker. In other words, that's why you're davening Shacharis. Since it's like the Korban Tamin is the Korban is brought in the Boker, right? It says, what is the Pasuk? It says Ta'aseba Boker. And a Kevishat Ta'aseba Boker, right? So you'll make it in the Boker. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, through 10 a.m. is Boker. But according to this Braisa, in the 10th hour, it was already melting, so it's not Boker anymore. That we clarified already. He holds Ad Babaklal, so it's not working out with him. E Rabbanan, if it's going according to the Chachamim, Ad Chatzot Namit Safrahu, till noon is also Boker, and yet the thing is melting here. In other words, so it says, by you look at Tuoto Baboker, Baboker, they were collecting the Boker, but then after the Boker, they can't collect it anymore. So when it's melting, it's not the Boker. So the Braisa learns in the 10th hour, within the 4th hour, it was melting. So it's not working out like the Chachamim, it's not working like Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara says, Ibaidim Rabbi Huda, Ibaidim Rabbana. I could say the Braisa goes like Rabbi Huda, or I could say it goes like the Chachamim. Ibaidim Rabbana, I could say it goes like the Chachamim. Amakra Baboker, Baboker. The Pasuk is Baboker, Baboker. So you could say it's just like linguistically, it means every day is Baboker, Baboker. But he's understanding it, Baboker, Baboker, that the earliest part of the morning, early morning. In other words, the Boker is 6 a.m. to 12 noon, according to Chachamim. We're going to divide that into two groups. Early morning, which is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then 9 a.m. to 12. So Baboker, Baboker is the earlier of the two.
In other words, six to nine.
In the, right, the 6 to 9. So Baboker, Kalushne, Bekarim. So it's telling you to divide into two, so the man is still hanging around till 9 o'clock, then afterwards it begins melting. So I could say that goes according to Chachamim. Be'ibay Deima Rabbi Huda. Or else I could say that the Braisa goes like Rabbi Huda. Hai Boker Yetera Lakdim Lo Sha'achad. And he'll say, when it says Baboker, Baboker, means the Boker is till 10 a.m. But it says Baboker, Baboker means take off an hour from it. That's the way the Tana Rabbi Huda will learn it. So the Kuli Alma, Mie, V'chama Shem Shem Namas, Ba'ar Bashod. But everybody seems to agree that when it says V'chama Shem Shem Namas, the sun heated up and then it melted, that's talking about in the fourth hour. My Mashma, how do you understand that that's the fourth hour? Am Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, V'chama Shem Shem Namas, Izui Shash Hashem Shcham Ba'atzel Tzonin. It says V'chama Hashem Shem Namas. The Gemara understands that with the sun shone, it's hot. When the sun doesn't shine, i.e. in the shade, it's cool. So the Gemara says that that would be up until the fourth hour. He says, "Tavi Omer ba'ar bashot." That's the fourth hour when up until that time is where it was. Okay, so the Braisa could be like either one. We've been able to reconcile that. Now, Tefillin Mincha erev v'chulei. Now we said that Tefillin Mincha is till nightfall. So Amarle Rav Chista l'Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Chista said to Rav Yitzchak, "Hatamar kahana alaka ki Rabbi Yehuda holds on b'chir tekevatei." So Bob, we were talking about Shacharit. So he said alaka follows like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, because we learn the Mishnah in Eduyot. Eduyot are, I don't think there's a machloket in Masechet Eduyot. Eduyot are, you know, expositions of halacha. So if the Mishnah is taught in Eduyot, that means halacha is that way. So if since the Mishnah in Eduyot was like him, so the halacha is like him. Hakamai, what about here by the Sof Zman Mincha? What's the halacha? So Rabbi Yehuda is batting one. He's got Adar B'sho. Fine, halacha is like him. What about Tilplag Mincha? Is halacha like that as well? Ishtik v'lo amar le v'lo midi. So he was quiet. He didn't respond to him. Amar Rav Chista. So Rav Chista said, "Nechseyanan." Let's analyze this. Me the Rav mitzali shabbat be'erev Shabbat mi bod yom. Rav would daven on Friday afternoon before sunset. He would daven the Mariv for Shabbos. Shmamina halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So from there, I could deduce halacha follows the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Zman Mincha is till the Plag Mincha 4:45, and from that point on, you can daven Mariv. So the fact that Rav, who was the Gadol Ador, daven the Friday Mariv after 4:45, as if to Plag Mincha, so Mestama, the halacha must be like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, Adraba, I think Fakared, means Rav Huna v'Rabbanan lo avun salawat orta, but Rav Huna and all the Chachamim, Rav did one thing, but Rav Huna and all the Chachamim, they would always wait till nightfall before davening Mariv. So Shmamina ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, and here's the famous line of the Gemara, Hashlo idmar hilchata lo kamar v'lo kamar. Now the halacha has not been stated clearly either like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Chachamim, the Abed Kamar Abed, the Abed Kamar Abed. If a person does like Rabbi Yehuda, that's fine. If a person does like the Chachamim, it's fine. This is a whole tricky halacha here now. Now, I'm sorry, you know.
What do you need now? Gimel?
Beis. Gimel I got, any Beis. I'm going to have a whole set before the night's out. Okay.
We need a whole set.
All right, let's take a look. Thank you. Okay, so the Mechaber says that Va'asiknim da'abed kamar abed ad'abed kamar abed v'hu she'aseh lo'om k'chabinayu. So he quotes the machloket, is Zman Mincha till Plag Mincha, is Zman Mincha till 4:45, or is Zman Mincha till 6 o'clock, on a 6 a.m., 6 p.m. day. So there's two shitot, and the Gemara, and the Mechaber says, the Gemara concludes, da'abed kamar abed ad'abed kamar abed. One is fine, the other one is also fine, but then he adds on, v'hu she'aseh lo'om k'chabinayu. As long as a person always does like one shita, not the other shita. In other words, that's one caveat. So I'm always following Rabbi Yehuda, or I'm always following the Chachamim. Shemosek Rabbanan Mepilah Mincha Talayla. If I'm following the Chachamim and I daven Mincha Talayla, Shuvinu Cholapil Arvit Miplaga Mincha Lamala. Shemosek Rabbi Yehuda Pilah Arvit Miplaga Mincha Lamala. So essentially, Pilah Mincha Ba'Ota Sha'a. Now he's saying one, I have to be consistent. The other part is I certainly can't have a stira minei ubei. I can't have a situation where I'm davening mincha after plag mincha and davening mara before nightfall, right? Then I'm davening two tefillot that contradict each other in the same time period, right?
You can't do both.
I can't do both, but in addition to which, I should be consistent in my life. Now, let me just do a little piece, then we got to run.
But that's not what the Gemara says, really. It says you could do like mara, could do like mara.
Meaning what? What does that mean?
I could do like one, or I could do like the other. It doesn't say you have to be consistent, does it?
Well, the question is, what does the Gemara mean? So now, so the Gemara says, Rav Haigon asserts, however, that one must be consistent and not adopt the leniencies of both positions. For example, one conducts himself according to the Rabbanan's position and davens mincha after plag mincha, even if only occasionally. He must adopt the Rabbanan's position regarding Mariv as well, i.e., he must always wait until nightfall to daven Mariv. Likewise, one who sometimes davens Mariv early in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda's view must also follow Rabbi Yehuda's stringent opinion with regard to mincha, and he must always daven mincha before a plag mincha. That's the way Rav Haigon understands it.
You can't do a la carte.
In other words, you're either electing option A or option B. That's the way right. It's going. Now, let's do it. Now he talks about Shabbos, and now we're up to the plug. Who asked the plug? Okay, now we get to see it. If you wait in Daf Yomi, everything comes in Daf Yomi. Let me see, 69 here. One second. Okay, Reish Sama Zion. Okay, wait one second.
It doesn't have that.
One second. Okay. All right. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes that on the eve of Shabbos, it's customary to daven Mariv earlier than during the week. The Magen Avraham explains that even one who usually davens Mincha after Plaga Mincha is permitted to daven Mariv early on the eve of Shabbos. Let me explain this. He's going to say that when it goes into Friday night, so then there are poskim who say that I could, even though I normally say daven mincha till nightfall, and I daven mariv after nightfall. Let's say I do that all the time, and that's the way I think the Mechaber favors. But on Friday night, I could do it differently. I could daven mincha till plag mincha, and then after plag mincha daven mariv. That's what he wants to say. So why is it different on Friday night? Why? What makes the whole exception on Friday night? So he says. There's a mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos, adding on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since Shabbos begins when the congregation davens Mariv, is considered as nighttime with regard to Mariv as well. In other words, when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, I'm turning day into night. In other words, it's like the sunset. In other words, because I was a Kabbal Shabbos, so I could do that. But I still should keep the Tzmanim consistent. I should do the other way. In other words, the Dav Mincha before Plag Mincha. Alternatively, the Magen Avraham explains that the Mariv prayer corresponds to the Haktar of Eivarim Ubedarim, the limbs and the fats, which were burnt at night. Since the Eivarim Ubedarim of Friday Korban Tamid had to be burnt on the Mizbeach before sunset. So normally, if I did the Avoda during the day, so I could put the Eivarim Ubedarim on the Mizbeach at night. But on Friday, I can't put it on at night. I should put it on, if I could put it on the day, I'll put it on the day. So, that's another reason why you should daven Mariv earlier. Now, the Mishnah writes that on the eve of Shabbos, you should not delay Mariv until nightfall because it could result in Chil Shabbos. In other words, there's a preference to daven Mariv earlier on Friday night because when people understand that Mariv is being davened, now it's Shabbos, right? Like that way. Now, even if the congregation davens Kabbalah Shabbos before sunset, if Mariv does not begin until nightfall, many people will not come to shul until the time for Mariv, and there is concern that they may perform forbidden malachas after sunset. But Chil Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah strongly advises not to lay Mariv on the eve of Shabbos. Now, in the book Mivalajan Ad Yerushalayim, he writes, I think, concerning the Aruch HaShulchan, that in his town they would daven a very early Friday, Kabbalat Shabbos and Maariv, and they said like people were still working when they were davening like Maariv where the Aruch HaShulchan was, where Rabbi Michael Levi Epstein was. And the idea is we want to encourage people to stop off from Malacha. Now, so it comes out like this. So that being the case, on Friday, you see, even though there is someone what to rely, but it's much more weaker halakhic position to, let's say, in the summer, if I'm davening mincha after plag, I'm davening maariv before nightfall, which frequently happens. That's a lot weaker. Even though it's Friday night, it's a weaker position. You're much better davening at plag, or you're davening at lich benching. So you're caught in the middle. You're caught like between a rock and a hard place. That's not
davening mincha before plag.
So it's better to daven mincha before plag and then maariv after plag, or to daven mincha till nightfall.
Do you have a break in the plag mincha between mincha and maariv?
No. Words, let's say on the clock, let's say plag is at 6:45. So we try to complete mincha by the plag, and then we go into
right
the, then
we go no the, learning that night.
That's what we right.
Well, we never have learning on Friday night in shul.
I don't know what goes on at the plag mincha.
No, but I'm saying anyway. We gotta go on. Okay, we gotta run. We are very, very late. I'm gonna get as far as I can. Let's keep moving back in the Gemara. Okay, we're 6 lines from the bottom on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, Rav Ichla Lebe Geneva. Rav came to the house of Geneva. We had Geneva 2 days ago in Daf Yomi. If you remember, Geneva quoted Rav. He said that the urine was still as long as Rishumo Nikar. But Sali Shal Shabbat Be'erev Shabbat. Rav Davin. When it was still like daylight, he davened Maariv of Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba was davening behind him. Now, the way that he quotes on the side that that Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba was davening a tefillah of Chol, he was davening a weekday tefillah. So he says, "Lachori derab." He's behind him. V'siim Rav lo pasket the slow to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rav completed his davening, but he didn't want to disturb Rabbi Yirmiyah's davening. Meaning, and the way that they explained the art scroll was, Rabbi Yirmiyah was off like to the side, and Rav's chair, whatever, was over there. So he didn't want to like cross within like the Dalet Amud of Rabbi Yirmiyah. In other words, he didn't want to like disturb his tefillah. In other words, I get near you when you daven, so then you get for tumult. So Rav is waiting for Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he says. So the Gemara says, Shema min atlat. So from here we can learn three halachot. Shema min amipal adam shal Shabbat be'erev Shabbat. I see that a person could daven the Maariv of Shabbos after plag mincha, that Rab did that. Shema min amipal el talmid achori rabo. I see that a Talmud could daven behind the Rebbe. We'll see about that. We assume that Rabbi Yirmiyah Rab was a Talmud. Shema min asur lavur can I get impalim. And I see that you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening. So he says, Misayel the Rabbi Shuban Levi. This seems to support Rabbi Shuban Levi. Dam Rabbi Shuban Levi, Asur Lavur, can I get him a palim? Shuban Levi says, you're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening. You know, strictly al pi halacha, you shouldn't walk within Dalet Amod of somebody who's davening.
Back also?
So what
behind him also?
So even behind him, right? So the Gemara says, "Ini, is this true?" But Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chalfi. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi would pass in front of people who were davening. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, chutzla arba amon hu the Chalfi." When they would pass, it would be outside the Dalet Amos, so it's nishkeferlach. Rabbi Yirmiyah heichid aben hachi. How could Rabbi Yirmiyah have davened behind his Rav? But Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav. Rabbi Yudah says the name of Rav. The Ulama Al Yit Palel Adam. Turn page on the top line, 27B, the top line. He says. A person shouldn't daven keneged rabo, like where he's in the same, like even with his rabbi, right next to Rabbi. You shouldn't daven next to his rav. V'lo achori rabo, no, he shouldn't even daven behind the rabbi. Now Rashi explains keneged rabo, the top line of Rashi, eitzel rabo umar and kiilu eiv shavim. It's like symbolic speech. Like, we're the same. You're here, I'm here. We're the Zelbazach, you know, which is a common idea people have in shul. You know, I'm the same as the rabbi. I'll know next to him. I'll daven in front of the rabbi. I'm more important than him. Anyway, he says, Achorei rabo, nami yuaruhu. So the Gemara says the daven behind the rabbi, Rashi learns, is also an arrogance, like if you're directly behind him. But if you look at the top Tosfos, Pirashim yuarabi yesh before shanira kimshtacha with the rabbi. Some say the problem is it looks like you're bowing to the Rebbe, Anyway, let's see back further in the Gemara. He says, "V'tanya Reb Lezer Omer Hamkala Achori Rabo." If a person davens behind the Rebbe, "V'anotin Shalom LeRabo," he greets his Rebbe like anybody else would greet him, like any other person. "V'machzir Shalom LeRabo," he's machzir Shalom like you would machzir Shalom to anybody else. And Rashi points out the second white line of Rashi, "Shalom LeRabo Kishar Kol Dam Shalom Alecha V'lo Amar Lo Shalom Alecha Rebbe." In other words, a person like you know it comes up. Like, let's say you're at Kiddush Levana, so you say Shalom Aleichem, but if you're speaking to the Rav of the Shul, you should say Shalom Aleichem or Rav, or Rabbi Umori, if he's Rabbi or Rav, you know what I mean? Like, not Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. Yeah. You're the same, and you're the same, everybody's the same, Shalom Aleichem. Anyway, so he says here, he says, V'hacholek al yeshiva toshel Rabo, and if a person, like, breaks away from the yeshiva of his Rebbe, it means, again, there's different shot on these lines, but he once said, like, I set up a competing yeshiva to my Rebbe, V'haomer debar shlo shamami pi Rabo, or I quote something that my Rebbe never said. So either I'm making something up, like people run around saying, the Rav said, the Rav said, the Rav said. It's very popular today. Or another pshat is that people know I learned with a certain Rebbe, and they default and assume that everything I'm saying is from that Rebbe. So if I don't correct it, when I'm not quoting the Rebbe and say, this is not from the Rebbe, so he says, Gorim the Shechina Shalik Mi Yisrael. So I'm causing the Shechina, God's divine presence, to leave Klal Yisrael. Those are bad things. So the key is, though, that you're not supposed to daven behind your Rebbe, like in that vicinity. So how did Rabbi Yirmiyah do that with Rav? So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba, the Talmud Chaver Haba. Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba was in a different category. He was a Talmud Chaver. Sometimes you start off as a Talmud, you grow in learning until now you're like the equal of the Rebbe. So he had grown in learning. Yeah, so he could be like that. And that's why we see that Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba had the following dialogue with Rav, Mi Badlad. He said to Rav, did you, when you davened, in other words, he, Rabbi Yirmiyah, was davening at Tefillah of Chol. Rav was davening at Tefillah of Shabbos on Friday afternoon. So he davened Maariv, but early, before the sun is still out. It was after Plag Mincha. So he said, did you cease and desist from doing Malacha? So Amar Le'in, Badil, no, I did. Below Amar, Mi Badil Mar. In other words, he didn't say, did the master cease from Malacha? In other words, because he's a Talmud Chaver. He says, so that's that piece. Okay, so we explained how that could be. So the Gemara says, Umi Badil, did Rav really decease from Malacha? V'amar Rabbi Abin, Rabbi Abin said, Pamachat Hippalel Rabbi Shal Shabbat Be'erev Shabbat. Once Rebbe daven Maariv on Shabbos afternoon, the nichnas lamerchas, he entered the bathhouse. Now remember, just refresh your recollection, we learned, and you will be able to learn in another few months, on Shabbos is gzeirat habalanim. You're not allowed to go to the bathhouse on Shabbos because the bathhouse keepers would, in violation of halacha, heat up the water on Shabbos. So they said you can't use go to the bath on Shabbos. But initially they said you could schwitz there, you could go to the sauna there. But then they saw that that people were saying they were going to the sauna and they were really going to the bath. So they said you can't do either one of them. So he says, Rebbe davened an early Maariv on Friday night, and then he went to the Merachatz. So how is that? Like here you're saying, like once you daven, and let's say daven Maariv of Shabbos on a Kabbal Shabbos, but and Rav said he deceased, he stopped doing the Malacha, but Rebbe seems like he's going to the Merachatz. V'yatzav v'shanala pirikin, and he went out and he had to give us a shir. V'adayin lo chashka, and it wasn't yet dark. So Amar Rava, who d'nichnas azeh v'kodim gzeirah haba. He says, no, Rebbe just went in for the Shvitz, and that was before they made the gzeirah of Shvitzing. In other words, it was in the intermediate period of time.
That was a lot.
So what he did was permissible. So, Ini, is this true? V'ha'abaye shari le Rav Dimi bar Levoy l'kavruye sale. Abaye permitted Rav Dimi bar Levoy, who also davened early on a Friday afternoon, l'kavruye sale, they said sulfurate the baskets. In other words, they had something where they would like apply, you know, like the sulfur to the basket. So, what I've seen is that either it's to be malabing the baskets, which is a malach on Shabbos, malabing, it makes it whiter, or it might be that they would actually clean the garments. It might be garments in the baskets. But whatever it was not allowed to do on Shabbos. So he told him he could do that on Shabbos after he had davened Maariv. So the Gemara says, he said, that was a mistake. They didn't know what they were doing, and they thought it was later than they davened an early Maariv, but they made a mistake. They thought the hour was later. Then they discovered how early it was. They said, we didn't want to do that. So if it's Taud, can I undo it? In other words, if I was Makabel Shabbos but Taud, can I undo that?
What was error? What was a mistake?
In other words, they thought it's, let's say, sunset is 6 o'clock.
They thought it's 6 o'clock?
And they thought it's 6 o'clock. It's dark.
It's really 5 o'clock.
But it's really, it's really 4:45. So they davened Maariv, and he said, we didn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos so early. So he said, you could do the Malka. Let's see in a minute. Okay, 1 minute. Now he says, but it was really like daylight. So Uta Utavai, but Uta Mihadra. So if it's a Taud, can you be Choser on it? But Ha'amar Avidan said, Pamachat Nekashu Shemayim Ba'avim, once the heavens became like very dark with clouds, and Kisru Ram Lamar Chasheichahu, and everybody thought it's already nighttime already. He says, "V'nichtas to the Beit Knesset," and they went to the shul. It's on a Shabbos afternoon. V'palu Shemot Zayi Shabbat B'Shabbat. So he davened Maariv of Chol on Shabbat. Shabbos afternoon. But then V'nitpazru Ha'avim, the clouds spread. V'zarcha Acham, and the sun came out. Uvav V'shalu at Rebbe. They came. They asked Rebbe, "What's our status?" He says, "Va'amar hold it palu hit palu." He says, "Listen, you davened already, so that's fine. The Maariv is fine, even though you thought it was later, but you davened, so you don't have to daven again after nightfall." Now, some of the Mefarshim learned that they davened before Plag Mincha. Others learned that they davened after Plag Mincha. But whenever they davened, it was earlier than what they thought it was. So he said, "Well, since you davened already, it's fine." Now, who's making the noise with this? Okay, please, off. Okay, so he says, so they daven, so that's water under the bridge. Now, you're not allowed, but you can't do malacha because it's still Shabbos, so no malacha with that. But the key being, we're thinking that going into Shabbos, if you daven, so you should be locked into it that way. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Sibur lo metrachin lehu. At Sibur is different. We don't make them daven over again. Now, there's different ways to touch up the sugya. So it's either, he says, if you look at Rashi, Valin Tosefet, Abagab to Taud Hava, Tosefet Hui de Tfila. So Rashi learns, Hova Amar Tfila Kabbalahi. So Rashi learns, in Achinami, once he davened on Friday afternoon, so in Achinami was Shabbos, and he should not have been allowed to do Malacha. But the Bali Tosfot learn, wait one second, let's just say, he says, Hova Palu.
This is the Abayi case?
This is with the guy with the self-urating the baskets. He says, "See, with Avagav Lomatizma, any sura Easter basiyah malacha Avagav the ta'utahu." So Tosos learns that there wouldn't be an Easter malacha. So there's different ways to learn and touch up the sugya. So either it was wrong for him to be matyim to do malacha, or it was correct for him to permit it. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So I'm Rav Chibur Avin, Rav Sali Shal Shabbat Be'erev Shabbat. So Rav Chibur Avin said, Rav Davin on Shabbos, like early, Maariv on Shabbat, Friday afternoon. Rav Yoshe Mitzali Shal Motzei Shabbat Shabbat. Rav Yoshe would Davin on Motzei Shabbat, like the Maariv from Motzei Shabbat on Shabbos. Rav Sali Shal Shabbat Be'erev Shabbat, Rav Davin on Friday afternoon, an early Maariv. So Omer Kiddush Lakos, Oino Omer Kiddush Lakos. So having davened an early Maariv, can he recite Kiddush on the coast? So the question is, maybe Tefillah is just a Din Rabbanan. Kiddush on the coast, I'm a kind of Mitzvah Doraisa. So can I do the Kiddush Doraisa, you know, during this time of Tosefet Shabbos? So Tashma, the Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, the Palel Lam Shal Shabbat, Be'erev Shabbat. A person can daven early Friday, late Friday afternoon, before nightfall, Maariv, but Omer Kiddush Lakos. And recite Kiddush on Kiddush on the coast. Behilta kibat teila. Lacha follows him, and that's the way we do it now at the Plag Mincha. Though the emes is not such a pashut inyan. Some say that Ibadafka should only. Some say, there's a lot of different sheet. There are a lot of them go through it. Some say that all the sudas you have on Shabbos and the Kiddush should only be when it's Vaday Lai they have to say Sekochavim.
Or have a piece.
So that gets into it, right. But in other words, this would be a big chumrah. Let's say it's during the summer, and let's say Sekochavim is 9 o'clock. So some would say that you should have your meal and say Kiddush after 9 p.m. that night. But like you said, or at least to have, but the Kiddush is also involved with it. So again, there's a lot of different sheet of Shabbos. I don't have time, I got to move. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia Mitzali Shomotzei Shabbat B'Shabbat. Rabbi Yoshia would daven the Maariv of Motzei Shabbat on Shabbos. So Omer Havdalah Kos, Omer Omer Havdalah Kos. So having daven early Maariv, not going to do Malacha, but can he recite Havdalah on the coast, like before Shabbos is over? So Tashma, the Amar Bin Mashmuel, the Palel Adam Shomotzei B'Shabbat, Omer Havdalah Kos. A person could daven Motzei Shabbos and say Havdalah Kos. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Laza, Amar Chanina, Amar Rav, Betzad Amar Zeira, Palei Amar Rav Shulman, Rav Yossi, Shul Shabbat, Be'er Shabbat. He davened an early Friday night Mariv. He says, Ki Ata Ula Amar Betzad Tamara Haba. No, it wasn't by this Amar, it was near this date palm tree. Lo Betzad Amar Haba, Lo Rav Shulman, Rav Yossi Haba, El Rav Laza, Rav Yossi Haba, Lo Shabbat, Be'er Shabbat Haba, El Shemot Zayi Shabbat, Shabbat. He davened an early Mariv case. Now, one thing that came up, this is Rabbi Leibowitz is speaking about on the tape. He was telling you about, you know, sometimes you get a person is an aninus. So on Shabbos, he's observing all the mitzvot. So the poskim speak about once Shabbos is over, so then he doesn't say Havdalah. And then he waits usually till after the Kvura. So he was saying, like he was talking about whether he could make Havdalah right. on the coast on Shabbos and get out of the issue. In other words, mm-hmm. so maybe that thing, but he said that the Rush doesn't suggest that. So that sounds like it's not viable.
He okay. can't use a Nair, right?
No, definitely not. Okay, now.
He can't pray Maariv if he doesn't pray it early. Either.
What? Say again, what's
it? He can't pray Maariv once it's Shabbat.
Right. When it was once Shabbos is over, then he's history. But
anyway.
But when it's still daylight Shabbos,
he could do Maariv. So
Lechora, he could do Maariv at that period of time. Lechora. I mean, the Halacha Maaseh, we don't tell him to do that. The Halacha Maaseh, we tell somebody, we would tell somebody to wait and then not say Havdalah, wait till after the funeral say Havdalah, and then Maariv, it would be history with that. Okay? Now.
I think it's very much different. Because I think my dad wasn't able to tell him to do that.
To do what?
Cohen told him
to do that. Okay. Okay. Now, okay. Tefillah Erev Ein La Keva. So Tefillah Erev has no permanence. We'll see in a minute. Ma'in La Keva. Ilema Dibai Mitzali Kuli Leelya. If he means that there's no set time, you could do Ma'ariv the whole night, if that's what the Tana means, so Litni Tefillah Erev Kula Laila. Then the Tana should have said Tefillah Erev is Kula Laila. He doesn't, why do you say Ein La Keva? Ela Ma'in La Keva, Kaman Da'amar Tefillah Arvid Rishut. It's like the opinion says Tefillah Arvid is Rishut optional. We'll explain in a minute. The Amar Abiyah Mar Shmuel Tefillah Arvid, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chova, Rabbi Gamliel says it's obligatory to Rishut Mer Rishut. Amar Abaye Alachi Tivrei Omer Chova, Rabbi Mar Alachi Tivrei Omer Rishut. Now, there's a toast roast in yesterday's daf. Let me just go over. So I'll look quickly on Chafam Benal, then we got to run. In the third Tosfos on that daf, so he says in the middle, it says Ta'a Velokla Arvid on Chafam Benal 26a, the third Tosfos. In the middle of Tosfos, you have the abbreviation Yishlomar Hadamin and Tefillah Arvid Rishut Hainu Lagabi Mitzvah Acheret Beyoveret. In other words, when it says Tefillah Arvid Rishus, one shot is optional. I daven or I don't daven. The other chova, I have to daven. Tosfos rejects that. That's what this arbitrage just means. It means if there's another mitzvah which is overet, and then and Maariv is also overet, I'm going to do mitzvah B, not Maariv. Zazamina tidach et filat arvit mipaneah. Avalachina mei lo levavla. You can't drop it without a reason. Okay, one more minute, then I got to go. So he says. Okay, now Tan Rabbanan, Masabat Tibachat Shabbat Pnei Rabbi Yeshua. It was in with one Talmud. It comes out of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It comes from Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Leit Tefillah Arvid Rishut Chova. This is a famous Gemara. I'm sure you all heard it. Is Maariv, optional or obligatory? Amar Leit Rishut. It's optional. Bal Pnei Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Leit Tefillah Arvid Rishut Chova. Amar Leit Chova. It's obligatory. Rabbi Gamliel says. Amar Leit Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Leit Rishut. Rabbi Yeshua said Rishut. So we have Rabbi Gamliel says Chova. Rabbi Yeshua says Rishut, and they're at loggerheads. So Amar Leit. I think that she can sue Bal Leit Trace in the Beit Medrash. Wait till the Talmid Chachamim come to the Beit. Okay, I got to break off at this point in time. I will say this, that there's one shot I saw that says that that the reason Rabbi Yeshua said Rishus is that there's a different halakha that applies to Rishu Gamliel, to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This Talmud was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So if it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, so they don't even have to daven. In other words, they're Torah Tanu Manu Tanu. They're Osek in Torah all the time. So he thought that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is asking for himself. Is it Chova or Rishus? So he said Rishus. But in Akinami, for the whole Olam, it's Chova. Okay, that's it for tonight. I'll see